You are on Texas Standard Time.
On Thursday, Marco de la Garza Jr. stood before a federal judge in a black suit surrounded by friends and relatives. He was there to face the music. Born in Mexico, he'd been indicted on 3 counts of passport fraud and making false statements on his application for a federal background check. He told the judge he'd been selfish in his desire to serve the country he so loved, and by that he meant the United States. The judge sentenced the undocumented worker to 1 year of probation and a $1,000 fine, saying his service to the country ought to count for something. Service to the country? As Manny Fernandez writes for the New York Times, though de la Garza was undocumented, he was a Border Patrol officer. Manny, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Customs and Border Protection, largest law enforcement agency in the country. But has this ever happened before, where you have an undocumented immigrant who gets hired to keep undocumented people out of the U.S.?
It has. As strange as it sounds, it has.
Well, so how was he able to get a job with Customs and Border Protection?
He basically gave them a fraudulent state of Texas birth certificate. And that birth certificate and his lies helped perpetuate the lie and helped him get hired. But certainly it raises a ton of red flags, right? That using one, birth certificate that was a fraud can land him this job, protecting the nation's borders.
Part of this, though, it seems to me, was that he had also served his country in another way. At one point, he was in the U.S. Navy.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, that also just kind of added to this kind of false story that he was living. It just added to his persona of being American, and it no doubt helped sway Customs and Border Protection to hire him.
As you tell the story, he was born in Matamoros, and I think from what I understand, it sounds like he had reason to believe, at least at one point in his life, that he might actually be an American citizen, right?
Yes, absolutely. He claimed that when he was a child, that his parents told him that he was an American citizen. And he claimed that sort of he grew up as a boy believing that. And when it came time for him, he wanted to join the military. And when he wanted to do that as a teenager, his parents told him, look, we got to level with you. You were born in Mexico. And he claimed that he sort of refused to believe that, and sort of kept sort of living his life. And there are these cases of undocumented immigrants who sort of learn as they get older that their parents lied to them and that they really they were not an American citizen and they were born in Mexico. In that sort of cross-cultural world, especially in South Texas, where Mexico still the influence and the culture of Mexico is still very present, there are these cases of undocumented immigrants who sort of learn late in life that, they're not an American citizen. They thought they were. Their parents had lied to them. So there are these cases out there.
So how has CPB responded? I guess they are obligated to respond in a certain way officially. But as you talk with people, what sort of feedback are you hearing from people with this enormous law enforcement organization?
Well, officially, specifically, I reached out to CBP and they sort of didn't respond. They didn't respond for comment for that story. So officially, kind of, it's crickets as a response. I think that they in the past, with some of these other cases of undocumented people who have gotten hired, they have basically sort of said, look, we're trying our best. We're a large organization and we're trying to improve our hiring and vetting processes.
It's a remarkable story about a border officer with a secret. Manny Fernandez tells it in the New York Times. We'll have a link to the article at texasstandard.org. Manny, good to talk with you again. Thanks again.
It's great talking to you again. Thanks for having me.